الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, youngsters, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us many pieces of advice within the prophetic narrations, and we are very, very fortunate that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us this advice. One narration whereby Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, mentioned that al-mu'minu al-qawiyu khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allah min al-mu'min al-da'if. The first thing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned was that a strong believer is more better and beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a weak believer. So in terms of the faith, the connection, the reliance, the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have will determine and will decide whether we are a strong believer or a weak believer. So here when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that al-mu'minu al-qawi, a strong believer, it means a strong believer in terms of faith. And this manifests itself, the belief or the way one needs to deduce and deduct and realize how strong he is as a believer will be decided by his conviction in his faith, which manifests itself and shows itself, makes it apparent in the actions that he commits. So if a person performs his 5-time salah, if a person gives his zakah, if a person fasts in the month of Ramadan and outside the month of Ramadan as well, if a person recites the Quran, then this will be a sign that his iman is strong. Just recently I came across a post where we know that in Gaza, in Palestine, we know that many of the youngsters have memorized the Quran, committed the Quran to memory. It's a place in terms of such a small area, but it probably have the highest number of huffaz per square kilometer or mile. And many of them, mashallah, memorized the Quran in 6 months a year. It's famous in Gaza. So there was two brothers and a sister. The sister was the eldest, around 10 years old, 12 years old. The brothers were a little bit younger, a couple of years. If I'm not mistaken, their father was in the north of Gaza, and then the mother had passed away. And in this little clip, the young child was saying that we recite the Quran daily because it gives us solace and serenity and peace and tranquility. So their iman is directly connected with the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes we think and we ponder that how are they going through such difficulty and hardship? So the way they get through it is by reciting the Quran. So they understand the Quran. It's Allah subhanahu, they know and they feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to them. So a strong believer is more beloved and better to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a weak believer. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَفِي كُلِّنْ خَيْرٍ, and each one of them there is goodness. Meaning, even a weak believer, there is goodness in him. Why? Because he has iman. There's somewhere to start. As opposed to someone comparatively looking at it, as opposed to someone who has no iman, a weak believer is better. Why? Because his iman will ultimately take him into Jannah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't make us despondent that if a person was just to hear that much of the narration, that a strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than a weak believer, he may think, I'm a weak believer. I need to become a strong believer. How do I do this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to give hope to me and you, who we have maybe weak iman, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَفِي كُلِّنْ خَيْرٍ, that each one there's goodness. Each one, good, strong or weak believer, there is goodness in him. And then, the next piece of advice that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave was, إِحْرِسْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكَ, that be hasty towards that which will benefit you. And in this day and age, and in every day and age, but in this day and age particularly, when we spend so much of our time with those things that don't benefit us at all, and at times we are involved in those activities or those pursuits whereby a person is harming himself. It's not beneficial, but it's the opposite in terms of it's harming himself. So, إِحْرِسْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكَ, that a mu'min's focus is on those actions that benefit him. And he's hasty towards those actions that are going to benefit him. So wasting time, you know, being someone who is prioritizing those things that have no benefit, let alone no benefit, they harm the person, is something that is contrary to the actions of a believer. And then a person shouldn't think, that, okay, how am I going to make my focus and prioritize those things that are going to benefit me? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, wasta'in billah. That seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not going to be able to do it alone. There are too many lights and too many distractions for a person in order for him to go alone and try and do those pursuits which are beneficial to him and stay away from those things that are sinful and that are harmful to him. So wasta'in billah. Seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the narration mentions that even if the lace of your shoe has broken, then at that time as well, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However small it may be in our eyes, or however important it may be in our eyes, seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَعْجِزْ. And do not become hopeless. Do not lose hope. Be hopeful. A mu'min, he is someone who, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. When he makes an intention for something, he has reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't think, I have the knowledge, I have the expertise, I have the character, I have the ability, I have the traits that I need. No. فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. He is reliant on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will benefit him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist him. And again, a person, when he makes goals, just be quick in terms of being specific, you know, that I want to memorize this verse or this chapter or this surah of the Quran. And then it's measurable. He says, okay, in 1 week I want to measure this many verses. And it's achievable as well. He doesn't say I want to memorize 50 verses. It's achieve 10 verses, 5 verses, 7 verses, 1 verse a day. It's something that's achievable. It's relevant as well. The intention that he makes, it's for something which is relevant to his deen. Relevant and beneficial for him. It's not I want to be able to get through so many number of levels in a game. Or I want to be able to do something which has no relevance for his deen. And it's time bound. That okay, within 7 days, within 10 days, within 3 days. This will then allow a person to create, to formulate those targets that will be beneficial for him. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَإِنْ أَصَابَكَ شَيْءٌ فَلَا تَقُلْ لَوْ أَنِّي فَعَلْتُ كَذَا وَكَذَا. That if something then afflicts you, you've made an intention to do something, you've tried, but then it didn't happen how you had expected it to happen. At that moment, don't say to yourself, if I had done so and so, then this would have happened. If I had made this investment, then this much money I would have attained and accrued. If I had basically done this, then I would have benefited in this manner. Look at the beautiful flowing narration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How it starts off and where we are now. Every single word is connected to the previous piece of advice. That first and foremost, the strong believer is better and more beloved than a weak believer. And each one, there's goodness in each one. In a strong believer, in any weak believer. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives the advice that be hasten towards that which is going to benefit you. And then seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in pursuing that action. And don't give up hope. Don't give up hope. Don't become hopeless that, no, I can't do it. It's too difficult. If that happens, seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you've made the intention. You've asked help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then something contrary to what you had expected happens. Then don't say, لَوْ أَنِّي فَعَلْتُ كَذَا وَكَذَا. If I had done so and so, then something, another thing would have happened. There would have been another result. If I had done this, then this would have happened. If I didn't go on this day, then this would have happened. And again, it connects to our the khutbah that was given, the speech that was given a few Jumu'ah ago in regards to having the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to seek out khair from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To seek out goodness from Allah. In terms of the istikhara that we mentioned. And then, what are you supposed to say then? Something doesn't go according to plan. وَلَكِنْ قَالْ قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. That whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed has happened. This is, we have yaqeen in qadr. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined something. And that something is going to be good for us. And is good for us. So whatever happens then, a person will understand and be able to perceive and make sure that he understands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed this. قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. And then, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concludes this by saying, فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَحُ أَبْوَابَ الشَّيْطَانِ يَعَمَلَ الشَّيْطَانِ. That why? Because the word لَوْ, if, is a very dangerous word. It opens up the actions of shaitan.
Then shaitan will come and whisper, yes, you could have done this, but why didn't this happen? This should have happened. Oh, but you tried so hard. You made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this didn't happen for you. You made istikhara and still it didn't go the way that you wanted it to go. But this is the thing, that a believer ultimately believes that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined for me and whatever happens in my life is goodness for me. And if a person truly ponders on every single thing that he perceived to have gone wrong, he will still be able to find things that he can be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Whether that is something that went wrong in terms of an illness to his child, or something whereby a person was, you know, lost financially, he lost out on something, or whether he became ill, or whatever it may be that we perceive to be a challenge, we know that there is some silver lining. Around that action, there is a silver lining, which if we truly ponder, but if we open the door of law, that if I did this, shaitan won't allow us to think and ponder on that level. Because he knows that if a person then opens the door of, there's this benefit, there was this benefit, there was this benefit, I learned this about myself, I was able to control my anger, I became closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because when that thing was happening, then at that moment, I turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I performed more salah. I beseeched Him in the middle of the night, I woke up for tahajjud salah. Shaitan, if a person doesn't go down the low route, that if I did this, and he goes down the other route, that there was so much other goodness that happened, then shaitan knows that he will become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that test, the perceived test that we think is a test, will be a means of us gaining nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why shaitan will time and time again put and whisper into our head and into our hearts, low, if I did this. So we have to fight this. We have to make sure that we have strong iman. And like we said, the manifestation of iman is through our actions. The manifestation of iman, the fruits of our iman, will manifest themselves in our actions. How many salah are we performing? How much connection do we have with the Quran? How many times do we fast in a week? How much zakat, do we work our zakat properly? If hajj is farad on us, have we performed our hajj? Ibadat, mu'amalat, mu'asharat. How do I deal with my spouse? How do I deal with my children? How am I doing this all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I aware of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that I am going to be questionable in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ibadat as well as mu'amalat, both huququllah and huququl ibad, the rights of Allah and the rights of the creation, both are important. Focus equally as important. And then being understanding who we are, working to improve, and then hastening towards that which is going to be beneficial, and seeking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after that, once we have sought help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then not giving up hope, continuing, working hard, toiling, working hard. And if it goes our way, alhamdulillah. If it doesn't go our way, qaddar Allah wa ma sha'a fa'al. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed something that was meant to happen. That was alhamdulillah for us. That was what was beneficial for us. And never ever do we open the door of law. And even if we have a thought of, if I did this, then this would have happened, then we quickly resolve this by thinking, no, there was this goodness in it as well. There was this goodness in it as well. And definitely, if we ponder, we will see so many blessings that we need to be grateful for. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to act upon the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bring them to fruition. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us strong believers who endeavor to do good and who seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who don't give up hope. And whenever anything does happen, we live in the world, it's going to happen, then we say, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلَ. Brothers, I request that just to stand up and come forward. We're expecting that, being the holidays, there will be quite a few individuals coming, so if we can just make the sufuf just happen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي للصلاة حي للصلاة حي للفلاح حي للفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم رب
Yeah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alal falah. Hayya 'alal falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana li hadha ad-din bi fadlihi wa ihsanihi wa bayyana lana manhaj al-iman bi wahyihi wa qur'anihi wa athabana ala qalil al-amali bi judihi wa imtinanihi wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، أيها الناس، اتقوا ربكم عز وجل وراقبوه بفعل أوامره واجتناب نواهيه واحذروا غضبه وعقابه. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. عباد الله، الإيمان بالله هو الحياة الحقيقية للإنسان، وبسببه يكون للعبد وزن وقيمة عند ربه جل وعلا، ومن ضل عنه خسر الدنيا والآخرة، ومن يكفر بالإيمان فقد حبط عمله وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. ولذلك أوصى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمنين بتعاهد إيمانهم والعناية به، قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الإيمان ليخلق في جوف أحدكم كما يخلق الثوب، فاسألوا الله أن يجدد الإيمان في قلوبكم. وقد كان الصحابة رضي الله عنهم يتعاهدون إيمانهم ويأخذون بأسباب زيادته، فهذا معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه يقول لأصحابه: اجلسوا بنا نؤمن ساعة. وكان عبد الله بن رواحة رضي الله عنه يقول لصاحبه: تعال حتى نؤمن ساعة. قال: أولسنا مؤمنين؟ قال: بلى، ولكننا نذكر الله فنزداد إيمانا. اللهم أحينا مسلمين، وتوفنا مؤمنين، وألحقنا بالصالحين. أقول قولي هذا، وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، أيها الناس، اتقوا الله تعالى. قال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. وقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد البشير النذير والسراج المنير
وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين وانصر عبادك الموحدين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، ويا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر المظلومين في كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، آمين يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
As I requested, to quickly make the saf. Any gaps that we see in front of us, to fill those gaps. Make sure we're standing shoulder to shoulder.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een. Ihdina الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. السلام عليكم السلام ورحمة الله.